Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Judge Neil Gorsuch continues after a full day of questioning yesterday.
Joining us live is Texas Senator John Cornyn, who is the Senate Majority Whip. Good to talk to you this morning, Senator.
Good to talk to you, Amanda and Brian.
Yesterday, you were talking a little bit about religious expression with the nominee, and that's, I know, an issue of great importance to many people here in the state of Utah. Did you feel like the answer you received was what you needed to hear yesterday?
Well, of course, the judge is limited in what he can say in terms of future cases that may come before the court, and you heard that a lot yesterday. But I think what I wanted to do is to put on his radar screen the morass that the Supreme Court has gotten our country in when basically we demonstrate hostility to religion in the public square while sex and violence run, it seems like, unrestrained on in our films and our culture and our society. So that came from a personal experience I had arguing a case before the Supreme Court where Chief Justice Rehnquist ultimately said in a case that I lost 6-3, he said, rather than neutrality toward religion, the court has demonstrated a hostility, and that's a problem for our country.
You asked him yesterday, does a good judge decide who should win and then work backward to try to justify the outcome? Gorsuch called that the easiest question of the day, saying thank you very much, and no was his answer. Well, what's your overall take of what you were seeing from the nominee yesterday?
Well, the judge helped me make a point, which is some of my colleagues think that you ought to always rule for the little guy, and or that you ought to pick sides before you even hear the evidence in the case. That's just the opposite of what a judge should do, and so I realized the judge knew I was pitching him a slow, easy one over the home plate, and he hit it out of the park. But you know, judges aren't like politicians and legislators who run on political platforms or campaigns. If elected, if nominated, if confirmed, I'll do thus and so. That's not how they operate, nor do we want them to operate. Those sorts of policy-making positions are ones that are really reserved for the legislature and for the president. And so I think that in many ways, these confirmation hearings are good opportunities for teachable moments to remind all of us about the unique but limited role that judges play in our government.
You might have heard in our headlines a moment ago, Senator, about the allegations against Paul Manafort, the former press secretary of Donald Trump, that he was working under contract with this Russian billionaire. And it's been suggested that this hearing of the nominee should stop because of the investigation into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians while that investigation is going on. What do you say to that suggestion?
Well, I think with all respect, it's a silly suggestion. Investigations can proceed, and I'm sure will proceed by the appropriate government authorities. Our Democratic friends are desperate to stop this nomination because they realize what Judge Gorsuch will do on the Supreme Court. Not that he will pursue a result-oriented jurisprudence, but rather that he will be a judge that doesn't play politics, and they desperately need a court which will basically veto the decisions of the legislature when they don't like the policy outcome. So we're going to be conducting all those appropriate investigations through the Senate Intelligence Committee in a bipartisan manner. We don't need to stop this hearing or anything else. We need to get the judge on the bench.
Senator, as the majority whip, you're around talking to a whole lot of people trying to make some things happen here. What are you hearing from your other lawmakers in the Senate? Is this a quick confirmation, do you think, for Judge Gorsuch?
Well, I think right now the most interesting thing about this is the reaction of some of my Democratic colleagues. They're really torn because they realize that Judge Gorsuch is a sterling nominee, and the questions really aren't about him. They want to talk about the president. They want to talk about same-sex marriage or abortion or other controversial issues, and to try to get him to stake out a position on those even before he takes the bench and prejudge those cases, which he cannot ethically do. So this is going to be a test to see whether they are going to be captive of the Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders wing of the Democratic Party, and vote against anything and everything, including this outstanding nominee, or whether they are going to engage in a little enlightened self-interest. And I'm thinking particularly of those 10 Democrats who are running for re-election in red states that President Trump carried in 2016. I think they're really torn, and we'll see what happens.
Well, it's been great speaking with you, Senator. Thanks for your time this morning.